If your workplace is anything like ours, the Girl Scouts have already struck. Our first delivery of cookies arrived yesterday. And all throughout this building, people are noshing on pretty much every variety of Girl Scout cookie available. Now, as good as they are, some people aren't content to just eat the cookies straight out of the box. So we wondered, what else can you do with them? Well, luckily, the Girl Scouts have some suggestions. Do-si-do peanut Thai chicken, thank you berry munch bread pudding, and thin mint brownies, among others. Elizabeth Ferry is Community Relations Manager for the Girl Scout Council of Colonial Coast in Chesapeake, Virginia, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Now, I understand that you've tried some of these recipes.
Yes, I've tried Samoa trail mix. It's something you can kind of bring along anywhere you go, and it adds a little bit of sweetness when you throw those Samoas in there.
But you just chop them up and add that to peanuts and M&Ms and things like that?
Exactly. So you can really make it your own, whatever you want to throw in there. But it's a great addition.
There's one in particular that I want to ask you about, the Do-si-do peanut Thai chicken. Because this is something I haven't thought about using cookies for savory dishes.
Oh, I love this one. This one, you know, it's really great as an appetizer. The peanut butter soy sauce mixture that you can make to dip into it really complements the crunchy Do-si-dos that you put on top. And it's amazing. You would never realize that there are cookies on your chicken when you're eating it. It's delicious.
Now, Elizabeth, I understand that you have also tried the recipe for fried shrimp made with Samoas. Those are the chocolate coconut cookies. Chocolate and shrimp.
Yes. It's a very light addition. I honestly don't think you necessarily notice the chocolate because you're going to add some extra coconut flakes in there anyway. So really, it tastes like coconut shrimp with an extra added sweetness. And it's kind of that little something that you're not quite sure what's in there, but you know it's good.
So how do you do this?
First, you want to kind of prepare the shrimp, you know, make sure that they're peeled and deveined and all of that. And then you're going to kind of make your own mixture. I actually put it in one of those big Ziploc bags, the coconut flakes, breadcrumbs, and really crushed up Samoa cookies. And then you go through the process of having your shrimp and putting them into the flour, throwing them into the egg whites, and then I put them directly in that bag to make the mixing kind of easier. And after that, it's just a matter of frying it in the oil.
Sounds interesting.
Yes, it really is tasty. You know, coconut shrimp is so popular, and why not add a cookie that is not only fantastic to the taste, but you know that by buying the box, you're really supporting a great cause.
Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Elizabeth Ferry. She's the Community Relations Manager for the Girl Scout Council of Colonial Coast in Chesapeake, Virginia. Our staff didn't want to just talk about these recipes. We wanted to try them. So in our impromptu test kitchen, we stirred up a batch of thin mint brownies and fried up some Samoa shrimp. And because I have a strong aversion to coconut, it's my own food rule, I've asked NPR science correspondent Joe Palca to come in and do some taste testing for us. Joe, you have a beautiful plate there in front of you.
Four delicious fried Samoa shrimp.
Work, but I'll try a bite just for you.
Crunchy.
Yeah, definitely crunchy. Don't get too much chocolate, but definitely crunchy, definitely fried, definitely shrimp. I'll give you all those.
Okay, definitely good?
Yeah.
Enthusiastic thumbs up?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I think so.
Well, let's move on. I'm sorry to ask you to do this while you still have shrimp in your mouth, but time is tight. So let's try the thin mint brownie. Do you mind?
No, that goes great with shrimp. Hold on.
Actually, the mint is very nice.
Yeah, crunchy.
I'm grooving on this.
And minty.
This is making me happy.
Good.
If you want to try any of these in your own kitchen, you can find a link to these recipes and a few others, like Thank You Berry Munch Cranberry Pecan Chicken Salad. All that at npr.org.